We're talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Huizinga. It's ancient history now because it happened last week. That is the government shutdown and the debt limit crisis. That's what it appears as if that's the case out of Washington, because all we're hearing now is Obamacare and healthcare.gov, and what was the crisis of last week is now, you know, all forgotten.
Hardly all forgotten. I had a conversation with Paul Ryan, who is the House lead on this negotiation that's going to be taking place, and he and I had a good conversation yesterday. And I think really, Gary, it's got to be about expectations. What's going to happen? There is all likelihood not going to be this grand bargain, a huge, massive deal that's put together, because what Harry Reid has said is that it must include "quote unquote revenues," which means tax increases, and I simply just don't see that that happening with the environment that we're dealing with. But yeah, you're right. It's amazing how it's kind of quickly moved on. But I think the real focus then can be about what brought us to that point, and what brought us to that point was two things: the healthcare law, the Obamacare. And also the spending, the reckless spending that we're doing in Washington. And I think you saw that in the last 2 days of that shutdown, when Harry Reid shifted, and the discussion for him became about getting rid of the across the board cuts, the sequester cuts that had been put in place, and getting additional spending. Well, that's the exact wrong direction to go.
Now, let's talk about the Obamacare situation, healthcare.gov, the problems with the website. Your colleague Fred Upton is holding a committee hearing today, Congress holding other hearings as well, trying to get to the bottom of this, because even though the White House says there are problems, all you guys up on Capitol Hill are saying, yeah, you might say it, Mr. Obama, but we want to see things for ourselves.
We do, and the interesting thing is that Kathleen Sebelius has now granted two interviews, one with Jon Stewart, so I'm sure that was really hard-hitting, the other one is she just kind of fluffed her way through it, and at this point she had refused, until finally there was enough pressure brought on her, she refused to come to Capitol Hill and testify. And so she's now agreed to do that. This week wasn't going to work for her because she was doing rollout events up in Boston and Texas and a few other places. So she's finally going to come to Capitol Hill to explain to Congress what's been going on. And that is a huge problem, that you'd have this lack of transparency and openness from this administration. But now, if you listen carefully, what are they talking about? Senators are talking about it. Joe Manchin is talking about introducing a bill that will delay the individual mandate. Even Debbie Wasserman Schultz in the House, who is the head of the DNC, is talking about delaying the individual mandate. We had a vote on that. We had a vote on that right leading up to the shutdown, which was, let's give the individual mandate 1 year. Let's delay it 1 year, just like we did for the employer mandate. We had 25 Democrats that joined us on that. I wonder how many would do it now. And now that we've sort of cleared the fog of the politics of the shutdown, and we're now at the policy part, I think that that's pretty damning when we look at the actions speaking louder than words.
Yeah, it seems very ironic how some things that weren't on the table are now on the table. And you just mentioned about the pushback for the health insurance and the like. And we shouldn't be surprised by the delays for the Health and Human Services Secretary before testifying on Capitol Hill. If Benghazi and other situations are any indication, this is standard operating procedure for this White House.
And there's another disturbing trend. They're having a meeting, or had a meeting yesterday, with the Democrats in the House of Representatives to explain what's been going on. They've refused to do that same briefing with the Republicans. This is a really open and transparent administration. you would think that they would have the same courtesy to give that to the majority party in the House of Representatives. But I'm afraid that it was more a tutorial on how to tuck and cover on this and how to make sure that you're able to deflect the real concerns. And look, I've said all along that this is something that we've got to deal with, something that we've got to be realistic about. There are the serious problems in its implementation. We need to get serious about how we're going to deal with them, and they're not willing to do that. They're just trying to pass it off as all's good in paradise, and it's not.
Talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Heising, a couple of other matters I wanted to touch base with you on. I'm getting reports about immigration reform. House Speaker John Boehner still has hopes of taking up a comprehensive package. He rejected a sweeping bipartisan immigration bill approved by the Senate this year, favoring a more piecemeal approach to reform, starting with border security. Here comes the next headache for you guys over on Capitol Hill. We've had the debt ceiling and the government shutdown and Obamacare. Now here comes immigration reform.
Well, yeah, and that's not terribly unexpected. I mean, that had been something that previously I would have said was sort of leading the list. And what I'm afraid, Gary, is that the well may be poisoned enough that it's going to be very difficult to negotiate through a solution here, one that frankly I think needs to be had. We've got to figure out how we deal with all the issues surrounding immigration, and what we've gone through is nearly impossible to have a level of trust and a level of openness and honesty. And we're just not sure where people are coming from. So we'll see. It might take a little time. And frankly, it might take some time to see what Paul Ryan and Patty Murray are going to be able to put together with this budget working group and that kind of thing to see if we can build a little trust back into the system.
Oh, all this talk and all of what I'm hearing, not just from our conversation here, but all that we see, all for a statesman to emerge in Washington that everybody can look to and saying, okay, he can be able to lead us. He can be able to put some reason and put some understanding on both sides of the aisle, because right now it just seems as if cooperation is just not working, and there's just no, I hate to say this, Bill, no leadership coming out of Washington right now.
Yeah, and quite honestly, the person who I think has got the best opportunity to do that is frankly Paul Ryan. The conservatives respect him, the moderates respect him, the Democrats know that if he says he's going to do something, he'll do it. And that I think was a smart move on our leadership's part to put him forward and to have him sort of lead this negotiation and see if that's going to happen. And I can tell you that there's a number of us that have personal relationships across the aisle that we're talking about that same thing. And how do we break through what that mainstream media element is pushing out there? And there are conversations that are happening, but at a much lower level. And that's going to be very difficult to be able to move things that way. But I got to tell you, it was a damaging time. And when I hear from constituents, in fact, I got a constituent that's been leading me through every single day as he's been trying to get onto the Michigan Exchange. And it's now, yesterday was day 23. We'll be getting his update later on today, day 24. He feels betrayed and he feels like what has been sold to him as a consumer, isn't happening, and he's looking to me to say, okay, what are you going to be able to do about it? And when you've got the other side, because he can't get in, his application's been in process for a week, the website didn't work for the first week, all these things that were going on, he's looking to me and saying, what are you going to do to fix it? And if the other side won't even acknowledge that there is a problem, that makes it very difficult.
Sealand Congressman Bill Huizinga, unfortunately, we're out of time. A lot of good things to talk about, not only the controversial stuff, but the harbor thing that was passed pretty well by the House yesterday.
Yeah.
But unfortunately,
three
we're out of time.
Against it, and that was very positive, I think, for the Great Lakes. So we'll talk about it and tapping Angela Merkel's phone and all that other good stuff later on.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next week on that. Bill Huizinga, appreciate it. Have a good week. Talk to you next Thursday.